This is the Lightning Strike. Hello, everybody. This is November 5th, 2005, and tonight the Tampa Bay Lightning are up in Canada. They're playing the Toronto Maple Leafs. And all I got to say is when it's hockey night in Canada, Canada doesn't lose. They're horrible, and I'm really disappointed in the outcome of this game and the officiating and everything to do with Mr. Quinn wearing his little red flower. It's ridiculous. But anyways, I didn't get to watch the first period. I actually was taping the game, and something went wrong. I got to see the Canadian national anthem, and then it just skipped ahead like to 1952, left in the second, and that's all right because I heard the Toronto Leafs, they scored two power play goals in the first, which kind of sucked, and everyone's just laying around on pucks and stuff tonight. It's ridiculous. So I pick it up in the early in the second there, and right away I saw them like trying a lot harder, and you know, even people that were announcing the game were like, yeah, the Lightning are coming back a lot stronger here. And all of a sudden we get a goal by Artukin, and it was his first goal of his life in the NHL, his first NHL goal. And I've seen his line. He's been on a line with Tarnaski and Dave Anderchuk, and they've been like the fourth line all year. And ever since they sent Dingman out, they've been playing together. And, you know, really tonight they carried the play. And as soon as they scored that goal, Tarnaski got an assist on that. It was 2-1 Toronto. And they put him right back on the ice, and they were actually mixing Artukin in with LeCavalier and Richards, and they were getting some different combinations going there. But he had a great game. He had another assist later on as well. Then coming back, Sundin had a little gay rebound, the faggot that he is. I hate Mats. My first name is Mats. Whatever, man. He sucks. He got his first goal of the year. A little baby sitting out because he got his eye scratched, whatever. But anyways, he scored, and Steen, he's new, he's pretty good. He scored a sixth goal after that, so they're up 4-1. I'm like, oh man. And 4-1 going into the third, and then right away, start of the third, we got a goal, a little rebound. Is actually a shot from LeCavalier. Went off of Artukin. He's right in front of the net, and Belfour actually slashed Artukin later, and he's trying to cause all this trouble. And Artukin's like 260 pounds, and he's like 6'6" or 6'8" or something like that, and he's huge and he's cool, man. He looks like my friend Mike. He's only like 22, man. He's a young kid, and he did really good tonight, man. He was all up in front of the goalie, and that's what you got to do, man. You stay in front of the goal, and the puck will deflect off you, and then you'll get a rebound and score. And that's what happened to Boyle there. He scored. And then coming back again, we had a power play. So we're down 4-2, and LeCavalier gets his 10th goal, a power play goal, which was nice. And it was just it's actually a 5-on-3. And, you know, the crowd was all booing. They're like, oh, you know, give Tampa the 5-on-3. Whatever. Fuck them, man, those fucking Canadians. Actually, I like Canada, but anyways, we can say that tonight because they're playing in Canada. And they were booing them because we had a 5-on-3, but that just foreshadows what's going to happen later. So we score. It's 4-3. Anderchuk and Boyle had an assist on that. Anderchuk had a nice pass, and LeCavalier, like, deflected it in. It was a great goal, LeCavalier's 10th. And at the end of the third, we outshot them 17-1 in the third period. Into the last 5 minutes, and on the game it was like 38-27 shots. So, you know, we had a lot of shots, so their goalie had a pretty good game, but he sucks, man. Ed Belfour, he was cool when I used to live in Wisconsin. You know, I used to like the Blackhawks, man, him and Roenick and Chelios and all those guys, man. It's sad they're all gone. But anyways, all of a sudden there's like 3.5 minutes to go, and we're down by one goal, and we're pressing pretty good, and I was kind of, you know, optimistic here. Thought something was going to happen. And all of a sudden, like, Sidor is behind the net and tries to defend himself. He sticks his stick up high. They give him a four-minute double minor for a high stick with 3.5 minutes to go. And that's ridiculous. You know, like, with 3 minutes to go, you know, if you're going to give someone a major penalty or a double minor, you know, you got to see some blood or something, and that's just ridiculous. That game's rigged. It's Hockey Night in Canada. They knew they were going to win up by one, so someone got paid somewhere, and that's fucked up, man. And that's it, man. I'm a little upset about that shit. And we ended up losing on an empty netter with, like, a minute to go. So fuck those fucking Leafs, man. Yeah.